In Unity, we have a wonderful publication that gives us an inspirational message for each day of the year. It's called The Daily Word, and I will invite you to come forward, please. My dear Cecilia McBride will be reading our Daily Word for today.
Thank you, Sandy. Free. Divine wisdom, love, and strength guide me to freedom. While I may not be able to control what is happening around me, I have the power to choose my response. I have the, even though it may seem paradoxical, assuming complete responsibility for my reactions and choices is the key to my freedom. No one and nothing can make me feel a certain way. Living from this awareness gives me the power to create my life from the inside out. I choose my thoughts, words, and actions. If I don't like what my life is showing me, I have the power to make new choices. I do not squander my spiritual freedom. Other people and worldly situations have no control over me. Taking full responsibility for my life, I am free to create my future by living from my divinity. As servants of God, live as free people, yet do not use your freedom as a pretext for evil. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 16.
Thank you, Cecilia. And so as we just allow these words to open our hearts to be present right here and right now, I invite you to join with me in this time of prayerfulness, a time of mindfulness, meditation. So wherever you are, however it feels best for you to relax and to let go, perhaps close your eyes. Breathe deeply. And as I tone our singing bowl, allow that energetic vibration that is a part of the music of the universe. Let it move through you. Let it open your very being to the inflow and the outflow of all creation, of all that is. And as we just continue to breathe into the motion of the energy represented through sound, as we breathe into our own soul, into our own heart beingness, we recognize we are choicefully taking this time apart from the busyness of our world, from the outer thoughts that tend to run like a little mice across the field. We bring ourselves back fully present, breathing into right here and right now, dropping into our solar plexus, into the very seat of our beingness. And that which we call God, that which is Yahweh, which is breath of life, not a person, not a being, but the essence of all creation, becoming, all that has ever been, all that will ever be. We realize that our soul being is a part of that flow, is a part of the allness, the oneness of beingness. And as we choicefully take this time apart from the outer world and the ways in which we see, experience, the ways we judge, the ways that we think from the outer mind, as we begin instead to shift into a way of being and thoughtfulness that transcends the limitations of the human mind, it takes us into the depth of the heart of Godness within us. And we breathe into that allness. We breathe into that energetic field that moves beyond just our body. That is the flow of all creation in not just our world, but our universe, of which we are a part. And as we continue to breathe, we begin to experience a connection to something different than just our logical human mind. We begin to experience the broadness of limitless horizons, of infinite ideas. We begin to recognize that every cell, every part of our being is like a part or a particle of the universe that dances together, that creates, that lives forward into. And so we invite this light presence, this flow of energy, to not only be birthed within us, like a brilliant flame, like the candle that we lit at the beginning of the service, that acknowledges that consciousness inherent in us as co-creators with God. We let that light then also flow out from us to mingle, to dance, to be part of universal expression. And so as we begin playing in the field of infinite possibility, the field of the imagination, of creativity, as we begin to recognize infinite spiritual truth principles that are operative ever and always in our universe, we know that we are co-creators and we are the authors of our experience, of our lives, of our connection with others, of the gifts that we share, our own uniqueness, unlike any other. And so we rest and we float in the light of the allness, of the field of potential, the field of the imagination and of creativity. And we allow ourselves to just be, without censure and without limitation. And as we begin to feel that that expanse and that truth of the design of who we are. We take a moment in silence to just be present with this flow of all that is creation, of all that is creator, of all that is created, of which we are a part. And so we breathe into the silence of the allness of being. And as we connect to this gracious flow of the boundless presence of abundance, of graciousness, of healing blessing, of forgiveness, of love, we allow our light to shine forth and to bless and to hold in that higher consciousness of prayer all those we would especially bless at this time. So let us speak their names aloud. People, places, situations we would hold dear in the light of higher consciousness. Linda, Michael, Rob, Donna, Karen, Bob, Richard, Jolene, Sue Ann, Maisie, Karen, Jen, Shireen, Teresa, Isabel, Wanda, Mary, Dale, Warren, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters. Our world leaders. Those in need across the United States and in other countries. We hold all in that highest light of the flow of infinite goodness. Creating and manifesting a more positive path. So I say thank you, God, for this expression of spirit, for this flow of healing blessing. We pray this in the light of the greatest and the highest allness. And so it is. Amen.
I am so grateful for all that souple.